What's up, guys? It's your boy, Barca Boy 103, and welcome to episode 3 of the Big 3 show, where there is a lot to discuss, and thankfully not too much Real Madrid chat that we have to deal with today. I do have with me today Sam and Alex, the usual crew, and today we're going to be talking about the Champions League games for this week for Barcelona and Atletico Madrid. Of course, the draw that took place this morning, and a quick preview into the games this weekend in La Liga as well. So we're going to start off firstly with, I would say, the most entertaining game during midweek, and that was Atletico Madrid versus Inter. I think it was 2-1 the game finished, so 2-2 on aggregate, and I'm going to penalties. We saw two penalties this round, which I couldn't believe, and Atletico won it. Alex, what is your reaction as a Atletico Madrid fan to that qualification?
Well, I'm going to be definitely happy for 2-3 days now until we meet Barcelona. So I'm definitely on the clouds right now. And I mean, like, the game was pretty much open, to be honest, from the first minute. Like, we created a few chances, and then Inter had a lot of chances as well. So it was a pretty much open game. Like I told you, like, the previous time we met over here, so it's going to be about the team who takes their chances. So we took our chances, Inter didn't. I mean, like, we could have won it within 90 minutes as well, like with Riquelme missing on literally the last minute as well. We could have won it right over there, but like, he missed it. And then extra time comes in, and then eventually, again, like, Thuram had a great chance in extra time. Depay had a great chance in extra time. Both of them then finished their chances, and then it went to the penalties. And I was quite nervous, to be honest, because, like, you know, like, Oblak record in penalties hasn't been that great, because, like, we have been, you know, like, lost in penalties in the Champions League final as well. And plus, like, Inter had a lot of players who take good penalties. They have Calhanoglu, Alexis Sanchez, and they had Klaassen, who was, like, pretty good in Ajax.
What the hell happened?
Oh, I think he lost connection.
Bloody hell.
Give him a comeback. Oh, there he is.
Sorry, I don't know what happened. Like, just sitting me right off.
No worries, continue.
Yeah, man. You keep going, Bushy.
I was pretty nervous going forward with the penalties, but I was pretty impressed with Oblak, the way he saved those two penalties. And I was pretty, like, impressed by the players who took the penalties as well. Like, Memphis Depay, he lit in as well.
Bro, there's this one penalty that Memphis took for Barcelona against Elche, where he just poked it into the top right corner. Memphis is an elite penalty taker, honestly. So when he scored that, I was not surprised whatsoever.
Yeah, I mean, like, it was surprising for me, because, like, we only have good, like, one good penalty taker, that is Griezmann. And, like, Griezmann wasn't on the pitch, so, like, I was pretty, like, nervous for that, you know. Angel Correa, he took, like, pretty good penalty as well, like, straight, like, into the corner. And then Saul, again, I was disappointed by him, his penalty, like, what was even that, to be honest. And Riquelme did a great penalty as well. And then thanks to Lautaro Martinez, the player who we once signed in 2018-19, I guess. But yeah, thanks to him for skyrocketing the penalty. But again, it was a great game. I enjoyed the game. I hope Sam enjoyed the game as well with his popcorn.
Sam did say 100% one of us are being eliminated, and we both qualified. So, but from my point of view, I did watch the game. I think the Inter had a few big opportunities to put the game to bed, especially in the 90 minutes. When DeMarco scored, I'm thinking this is wraps at this point, right? Because they're 2-0 up. I think the way they can see the goal from Memphis Depay was a bit sloppy as well. Of course, the Griezmann one immediately afterwards was also a bit sloppy. But going into extra time, of course, Riquelme, like you mentioned, missed a huge chance. I thought that was going to be it, to be honest. I thought that was going to be the game at that point. But going into the penalties, of course, Thuram missed a few chances. But going into the penalties, I knew at that point Atletico were winning. When you're at a home stadium on penalties, it's bound to be going in your favor. Sam, what are your thoughts on Atletico's disqualification?
Oh, well, then I'm so disappointed in Inter. Like, you can't even finish those chances. I mean, Marcus Thuram. I mean, mate, I'm sorry, but at least one of the chances, the first one, you scuff it over the bar. Like, Barella too. You can't even finish those chances.
Yeah, that breakaway chance, yeah.
Yeah, but again, at the end of the day, when I did those predictions, I didn't expect them to miss these chances. If that was going to be the case, I might as well have put Athletic through just like that, innit? hey, yeah, man, it is what it is, innit? Like, to be fair, Athletic, they did play better than Inter, if if you have to make a mistake. Mm-hmm. The first goal, yeah, it was a bit lucky because it came off a deflected, you know, block. And Grizzly managed to nip it in. But listen, man, it is what it is, man. Isn't it? Like, they got the goal in the last minute. They took it to extra time. They won the shootout. There's nothing more to say in it. Like, you can't even really blame them in it. Like,
mm-hmm.
I just have to hope now that, you know, my boy Keelan can do the job in it, because clearly those. Clearly, the Milan team couldn't do anything when it really bad, did it? Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, of course, the other game was Barcelona against Napoli, where we qualified. It was very much a game that I expected. Like I mentioned in the preview, I was very optimistic about the game because Barcelona at home in big moments, especially in that opening half an hour, tend to go for it. We absolutely killed them in the first half an hour. Got 2 goals in 2 minutes. Of course, the one goal was well worked. The second one was off a counterattack from their corner. We then conceded before halftime, which was very, very worrying for me. I was saying during the game, just get to the clean sheet till halftime. You're qualified 100%. Conceding that was very, very annoying. That kind of opened up the game just a little bit, especially the way we conceded the goal was more so our mistakes than Napoli, you know, building up play and scoring. Like, Inter's goal was fully them building up, scoring. Even Memphis winner, the great pass from, I think, Koke, that's them building it up. But from the Napoli goal, it was us giving it away. Christensen didn't mark the run of Rahmani, and they ended up scoring. Second half, first 15 minutes, they were all over us, chance after chance. But they were, chances kind of going begging a bit, because they were coming to the final third, but they weren't really doing much. They were shooting it and skying it. I think Carrascalia had a shot that just went wide as well, I think around like the 48th minute mark. But once Xavi made that key double change, bringing in Roberto and Romeu, fresh legs in the midfield to kind of control the tempo a little bit, we got back into it. We had a few chances. Lamine Yamal scored offside. And then, of course, Roberto, a little bit of magic. He gets the assist for Lewandowski, and we were through. Which, again, I expected coming into this tie. I said, look, it's going to be difficult. It's not going to be a walk in the park like maybe RB Leipzig on paper. Of course, that turned out a bit different, but it's a challenge that, you know, hopefully let's keeps the player in check a little bit. It's not going to be as clear cut, and in the end, 4-1 or 4-2 on aggregate. I mean, it's an aggregate score that I expected for sure. But of course, the big talking point was this morning's draw, which, my God, I think we're 100% going to have a Spanish team in the final. I mean, from, of course, our bracket. We'll discuss the draws. Firstly, we had Arsenal coming out.
Alex.
Yeah. We'll see. So we had Arsenal, Bayern Munich, the first team that was out. And then Atletico got Dortmund. And then Real Madrid, Man City. And then it was PSG, Barcelona. Now let's talk about the games in order. So Atletico Madrid, Dortmund is the first one now. Atletico Madrid, care to them. They got the easiest team, the team that everyone wanted. They got it. But I will say one thing, Alex. The first leg is at the Metropolitano. We talked about this.
Yeah, I know.
We talked about this. The dreadful away form of Atletico. And also, if Atletico qualify to the semifinal, again, they will have the home leg first. So, Alex, firstly, your thoughts on Dortmund, and then your thoughts on the tie, you know, and having the home leg first, then going to the Indunel Park in Germany in the second leg.
Well, I have mixed thoughts, to be honest, because, like, you know, like, some part of me wants to be happy because it's Dortmund, but, like, some part wants to be, like...
I'll say this quickly before you continue. If Atletico Madrid got the second leg, Metropolitano, you're 100% qualified.
Oh, yeah.
100% semifinal.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I'm talking about this one, because the second leg is at Signal Iduna Park, you know, like, with that big yellow wall, 80,000 fans, plus our away form, because the fact is, like, you know, I'm going to tell you, like, an interesting start right now. So Cadiz didn't won a game since September. Mm-hmm. Remember, like you last time mentioned.
Yeah.
Inter didn't lose a game since September. So you see the thing, like we lost to Cadiz 2-0, then we won against Inter, who didn't lose a game since September. So like, that's definitely there. So like away form is our shit. So like if we can improve on that one, then we have definitely have a chance. But like if I have to look on the bright side, but Dortmund hasn't been that good as well in their home. Like, we saw their match against PSV. Like, they almost scrubbed it out. You know, like, Lee Byung had a great chance to equalize in the 90th minute. He didn't. And then eventually Dortmund scored by a mistake from the defender. But, I mean, like, I would say we have to at least score 2 goals to get past through Dortmund at home.
I was going to say, if you draw that game, you're just leaving it wide. I think even one goal will be enough. You win the game, let's say 1-0, 2-1. Just the fact that you can draw away and qualify, I think will be a big implication.
No, I don't think even one goal is not enough.
Really?
I don't think so. Like, we have to at least Yeah, we have to get at least 2 goals because away form has been dreadful.
Hopefully Dortmund know this, man. Imagine they just go there, just park the bus, get like a 0-0. Because remember, you lost against Inter in the first leg, right? The San Siro 1-0. So again, there's the away form coming into play as well.
Yeah, and like that too, like because of our mistake only, to be honest. Like, I don't know what happens to the players when it's away from home.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what I'm saying. Like, at least 2 goals. We have to have at least 2 goals going forward to Iduna Park.
Mm-hmm.
Because, like, you know, like our initial plan used to be like this, you know, scam 0-0, away from home, then, you know, like, then come back to Metropolitano and then just, like, you know, just run over them. Mm-hmm. That used to be our plan. But, like, now it's different. We have to play first, so we have to get over them.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have to at least get 2-0. Mm-hmm. That's our only chance. And even like if we qualify for the semi-final, we have to get at least 2 goals, whichever mm-hmm. team we play. But I mean, like overall, I would say like it's a 50-50 draw for me. I wouldn't say that, you know, we are favorites in this, you know, draw.
To go against Dortmund, you're not the favorites.
Yeah, I mean, like, okay, you're taking out the context that, you know, they were in the group of death. They topped that group, by the way.
Yeah, but... Okay? Listen, you cannot tell me.
I'm not
hearing this. You cannot say that you're not the favorites against Dortmund. Just because the second leg is away.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's a whole issue, like, for us this season. So that's a big thing for us.
It's got to be, like, Sam, what do you think? I think it's at least 70%, like, Atletico Madrid favorites.
70%? Of course. I don't think.
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
Of course. I'll tell you this one thing, you know. Wherever Atletico seems to be favorite, they always fuck it up.
And that's what I need. That's what I need. That's what I need.
I need you both to fuck up.
You got your own problems to worry about, but worry about yourself first. Then you can worry about us.
If I go down, I'll take you down with me. Simple as that, ain't it?
Fair enough. But how do you see the tie, Sam? Do you think it's as 50-50?
No.
You think it's like...
They're out. Simple.
What would you put on like a scale, like percentage wise?
80-20.
So I would say 70-30 just because...
80-20.
Listen, no, I would say 80-22, but I'm giving them 70-30 because the second leg is away. And I know the Atletico Madrid's away form has been shite.
Because they can't defend. That team cannot defend. Simple. You can't defend. If you can't defend, you ain't going to win this competition. You ain't going to get far. Simple as that. They're not going to do it.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Like, not been that great. Like, we're not that 1-0 and, like, you know, just pack it up and go. You know,
have you seen their defense? Have you seen their defense?
Who, Dortmund?
No, I'm not talking about... Okay.
Yeah, it's awful.
Dortmund. You're talking about Dortmund. Mm-hmm. You see... Yeah, again.
But I'll make a great point. They topped the group of death. You know, they beat the likes of AC Milan. They beat the PSG as well. They have somewhat of a decent track record.
Do you think I'm going to rate AC Milan, who's been crap for God knows how long now?
I mean, they won Serie A just 2 years ago. On paper, they're still a good team.
Nah, I don't rate them that much anymore.
And again, going to the San Siro is not some walk in the park, so to speak, as well. Like, they topped the group of death, and that, I think Alex brings a great point in that aspect.
They ain't gonna do anything. That team ain't gonna do anything.
And I'm hoping for something, but, like, Alex, the fact that Alex is saying this is a 50-50 tie makes me more optimistic now.
No, okay, the thing is, like, you know, like, a couple of years ago when we beat Liverpool in the round of 16.
Yep. What a game that was.
In the quarterfinals. Exactly, you see, so we were the favorites to win that tie. So, you know, so when we always love to be the underdogs. That's the thing. That's how we prevail the matches, you know. You know, we were favorites in that game against Leipzig and we fucked it up. We lost that match. We would have easily gone to the semifinals.
I'm just putting more pressure on Atletico. They're the favorites. That's all I need.
Yeah, but that's not even putting the pressure, that's speaking facts.
If
not being a favorite, then God knows why.
If you said, Alice, like 55%, 45%, I'd be like, okay, from your point of view, fair enough. The fact that you think it's 50-50, now I'm thinking this is more up in the air than I thought. But let's talk about quickly the other leg, which is Barcelona-PSG. From the Barcelona point of view, I would rather have had Dortmund or Atletico Madrid ahead of PSG. But this PSG team, if Mbappe was, you know, playing 90 minutes week in, week out, I would be a bit more worried. Because I think...
He will.
I don't know. We will see. But PSG have not been good this season. Yes, they are 10 points ahead in Ligue 1, but they had a lot of, you know, upsets in the league, especially against the better sides in the French League. They haven't done too well against them in the Champions League as well. Group stage, more specifically, I think they cruised past Real Sociedad, for being honest. But in the group stages, when they faced, you know, the likes of Dortmund, AC Milan, Newcastle, you know, decent sides, they struggled a bit. I think Barcelona and PSG's season have been very similar. Team with a high expectation, good squad on paper, but haven't been performing to the expectation and levels. So they're kind of on the same. What gives PSG just a little bit of the edge, I would say, is they have Kane and Mbappe. So I'd probably put it like 52% PSG, 48% Barcelona. But the big thing for me is having the second leg at home. If you look at Barcelona over the past 10 years in Europe, why we got knocked out is because we had the second leg away. 16-17 against Atletico Madrid, away. 17-16, we had Juventus, but we lost 3-0 away. And then the home leg, it was second leg, but we drew 0-0. After that, it was Rome, second leg away. Anfield, second leg away. Bayern was COVID. PSG was away. It's always because we have to, you know, do the job at home and then go away and try and salvage something. And that's the difficult part. Having the home leg at home, that's how having the home leg second, is so, so important. We just go to France now, survive, even a draw, maybe nick something, or even God forbid, lose by one goal, I would still be like more optimistic having the second leg. Even though it's not the Camp Nou, Montjuic can do a job. We saw the atmosphere against Napoli was fairly decent. And again, for a bigger game with bigger expectations, I think the crowd will be way, 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 way more up for it. And I think the most ecstatic thing about this draw for me was not getting PSG, but now facing the winner of Atletico Dortmund. Because now the route is much easier. I see personally a Barcelona Atletico Madrid semifinal. And again, if we have, and the big thing again, semifinal, we have the home advantage as well. And that's why I'm not saying that we're going to be in the final. I'm just saying that the path is there. And that's what makes me optimistic. If we know we had to face the winner of Real Madrid, Man City, or Arsenal, Bayern Munich, I'd be a bit more conservative. But the fact that, you know, the route is there and it's possible. You know, we're not Atletico Madrid this season. We played them once. We beat them 1-0. But again, we were the home side. We tend to do well against Atletico Madrid. They only beat us in, like, in Copa del Reyes and even away from home. Our record at the Metropolitano, the new stadium, is, you know, decent. I think we only lost there to when Suarez scored the goal and he went like this and gets the Coman and all that stuff. I think that was the only game we lost.
Twice, actually. Even the Clasico, the season we won, the season we won the La Liga.
Yeah.
Clasico at Mestig, and how can you forget that?
Oh, yes, the 1-0 away. Yeah, because PK got injured in that game. Okay, yes, I remember that. So that just those two. So I remember lots of wins. I remember when the day before Messi won the Ballon d'Or when he absolutely cooked Jan Oblak, that beautiful goal, and that Ter Stegen masterclass. I remember last season, Dembele's goal. So we have more wins against Atletico in their stadium than they do against us. So I think against Atletico, it's not like Real. I think Real Madrid, I saw this Real Madrid fan saying that Atletico Madrid will absolutely destroy Barcelona. And I just completely disagree because I think they're kind of looking at it from the perspective of Real Madrid.
Because the thing is, like in Champions League, like, you know, we've met, I don't know, like twice now? We've met twice and like we've won both the times against Barcelona.
You've won both games or you advanced? I think...
No, like we advanced both the times.
Yeah, but...
Yeah, it was like 16, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah, so 16-17, yeah, we beat you at home. Then the second leg, you know, we didn't get a penalty in the last minutes for a clear handball and stuff like that. Whereas all
I think it was
a fairly even tie, and it just and then they had just the luck of the day. But even so, even look past the Champions League, you know, Copa del Rey clashes, and even in La Liga, we've been on top. Yeah, I don't think Simeone has beaten Barcelona in the league. And his 10 years as the Atletico Madrid manager.
It's just the league. The thing is, like, we're good on you guys when it comes to knockout stages, which is good. You can take Copa del Rey, you can take the Spanish Super Cup. We're good when it comes to knockout stages against you guys. I mean, it's just the league where we fucked up. Like, I agree on that one. But, like, so, like, when it comes to knockout stages, we're good. Like, we have a good record against you guys.
Yeah, but I'm just saying that it's not as clear-cut as, you know, Madrid, because, of course, Madrid got, you know, destroyed by Atletico a lot many times this season, so they're looking at it from that kind of lens is how I personally see it. But for me, as a fan, I think it's a very... I would probably edge that, like, 51% Barcelona, 49% Atletico, just because we have the second leg being at home. And again, I think Barcelona always tend to do well against the low block of Atletico, because Atletico will sit back a little bit unless they're at home, where they will kind of push forward a little bit, but I'm just excited that the route to the final is possible. And I think, honestly, I think the winner of Barcelona PSG will be in the final, is what I think. I don't think Atletico Madrid have enough. I think, again, you're talking about not being the favorites against Dortmund, then bloody hell, man. I don't know how the a final is realistic. Although I see a lot of people thinking that Atletico Madrid are like the big favorites.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you something. So like, I'm not considering myself a favorite against Dortmund, but if I had PSG right now, I would have taken it any day.
You would rather had PSG than Dortmund?
Yeah, I would have taken it any day.
You're absolutely crazy. Switch with me then. Sam, yeah, what are your thoughts on that side of the bracket, Sam? Do you see who do you see as the favorite, and what are your thoughts on the two games as well from the Madrid lens?
That you two have.
Yeah, so we're both on one side of the bracket, you're on the other side. So what are your thoughts on the side that have Barcelona, Dortmund, PSG, and Barcelona?
I actually think Paris Saint-Germain could actually get to this final.
Yeah, I think the winner of PSG Barcelona will go to the final.
As much as it pains me to say it, because I don't want that club to win anything.
you know what would be funny for me? Dembele scoring goal against Barcelona. That would be funny for me.
I'm here for anything.
Especially because he has one goal this season. Imagine his second goal is against Barcelona.
No. I'm here for the total. No, it's not just that. I'm here for the total absolutely destroying Barca boys club. Oh, I'm here for it. I don't care. As much as I can't stand that club, I'll be supporting them that day, but I just want them out in it. The only reason I will pick Paris Saint-Germain to win this tie is because of the Lautaro. That's the only reason I will pick them. It's because they've got that man. And he can do anything on his own. If he wasn't there, I actually would have picked Barca.
We got the turtle stopper though, so I'm not too concerned.
Sorry?
So we got a turtle stopper, so I'm not too concerned.
The hell you don't.
Our turtle stopper is the same one that stops your Brazilian guy.
Well, Vinny.
Mm.
The same guy that scored a hat-trick against you in the cup final.
Yeah, because, you know, Xavi's tactics were wrong on the day playing a high line against Madrid.
No, you can just admit that I don't...
Okay, he did him that one. How about the four games before that? Okay, so Super Cup, you won. So the four games before that. The four ones before that.
But my club was absolutely dog shit last season.
No, answer the question. So, the four games...
Thank you very much.
Okay, right, the four games before that.
Okay, let's say this. Let's try and stop it now when you come to the Bernabeu this year, when I actually have a good team.
We'll see. When Barcelona were at their worst, we clapped you 4-0 the Bernabeu, so, you know.
Hey, I'm going to do this. Thank you very much for the trophy. That's all I'm going to
say. Okay. Yeah. At least we can keep a clean sheet, though, you know? We still conceded.
What a UCL for you, man.
I know. Super Cup. Oh, let me clap for the Super Cup. Oh, wow.
Oh, the same Super Cup you were begging to win.
Right? Begging? No, I just said I would take it. And I'm sure you would take it as well. You celebrate. I think you handled it very professionally. You know, you celebrate for 2 days and you move on. And we did the same thing last season when we cooked you.
I celebrated for like 1 hour. Then it was like, yeah, whatever.
Okay, well, you're definitely in the minority.
Nah, but look. It's only the little turtle that is the only reason why I'm going to pick Paris Saint-Germain. Otherwise, I would have picked Barca. I think Alex's team will beat Dortmund. It's only the issue is that the second leg is a Paris Saint-Germain. That's going to be the only issue if they beat Barca. And Atletico is absolute dog shit away from home.
What do you mean? Yes. If Paris qualify.
That's the only reason I'm actually pointing towards Paris Saint-Germain. That is the only reason I'm actually pointing.
What about
because of one player, but...
What about the implications of the turtle? What happens if Luis Enrique only decides to play in for an hour or half an hour? Although you seem to disagree that you think he's going to play 90 minutes, but...
Yeah, in the league they will, but they can't afford it in the UCL because that's the only trophy that they right now care about because they've won every other stuff.
Okay, let's say hypothetically, Mbappe's only available for 45 minutes or so.
I'm going to add one more point to this. Because the thing is, like, Luis Enrique, like, literally knows every Spanish kid you have over there. Like, he literally knows your club.
Not really.
Literally.
They're all injured.
I mean, like, he managed the Spanish national team as well. So, like, he knows a lot of players over there.
If you look at our lineup against Napoli, we had no Spanish players. I'm trying to think. Just Cubarsí, and Cubarsí is not met with Luis Enrique because I think Balde's injured, Gavi's injured, Pedri might be back for the second leg, so that could be used, but it's not a really strong point, I think.
Yeah.
So you think Luis Enrique can't exploit your weaknesses?
Oh, no, no. He can. Luis Enrique is a brilliant manager, but I think the point that you made about him knowing the players isn't really going to be there because the players are not playing. So he's going to go from like a fresh mindset from a direct rival. I don't think that's going to be like, oh, I know Balde's weaknesses. His right toe is not really that great. Let's exploit that. Oh, Gavi, if you really get in his head, you can get a red card. Let's do that. Like, all that stuff I don't think is in play. But of course, tactically wise, he can definitely outmaster Barcelona.
Oh, yeah, but if it's going to pick Mbappe and take him out, then you might not going to win that game. He has to play 90 minutes. If he does that, then Paris Saint-Germain, in my opinion, will win. If he's going to start rotating Mbappe and kick him out, well, then you're out of his form, mate.
I'm more worried about Dembele than Mbappe. I think just for the storyline, to be honest, of him leaving, coming back, all the players loving him, and you know, Xavi begging on his knees for him last season.
Yeah, ex-Barca player. Yeah.
We'll see, man.
Listen. I don't even know why you're worried, man. Look at me. Look at the.
Oh no! Listen. I'm not worried. I went into this draw just hoping that we had a chance, and we have it. That's it. I'm not saying that we're 100% in the final. I'm not saying that minimum final, anything else would be a failure. I'm just saying the route is there, and it's possible, and I will take it. Of course, you put us on the other side, different story. I might be sitting here a bit more down bad and stuff, but I'm just saying the route is there.
Trust me, man.
Yeah. Let's talk about that now. So, you know, second leg for Real Madrid, they got Manchester City. Repeat of last season. I think last season it was in the semifinal. This is in the quarterfinal stage. I will tell you this, if you look at my live draw when I was watching it, I was shitting myself because Real Madrid came out first. So it's either going to be Barcelona, so a Clasico, Man City, or PSG. Now, if you got PSG, we would have gotten Man City. So I'm thinking, if Man City do not come out, Barcelona are screwing regardless, because either we get a Clasico or we get City. So I was ecstatic.
You didn't want any Clasico? Is that what you're telling me?
No, I would... Well, man, Clasico and Champions League is just the nerves. Like, of course, I'd be excited for it. I would still say it's a 50-50 tie if that happened, but just the nerves and you know the build up. I'm not here for that.
So you would be scared?
I wouldn't be scared. I'd be nervous and excited.
But you're sounding like it, to be fair.
It's not scared. Yeah, it's just like, that you want. Like, I want an easy.
Alex, is it not sounding like he's scared right now when he's even?
Hold on. Like, so
I could hear the 4-0 recently.
It's not 4-0 recently.
4-1.
But I just want the easiest game possible. So I'd rather take PSG than Real Madrid because Real Madrid is going to be a more difficult game. But I would still back Barcelona against Real Madrid. The only team that I just did not want 100% was Man City. Any other team, I would say, like Bayern, I would have said probably 30% chance, but there's still a chance. I would say against Madrid, maybe 45% chance. Arsenal.
The only one I think is even capable of being CA is probably us.
I don't think anyone else.
I think maybe Bayern,
but I would definitely put you.
Bayern with Eric Dier as a centre back.
Listen. All this talk about Bayern making their form, everything in Champions League is different. Bayern are on paper.
But it's not going to get better if you
in have two Eric legs as well, Dier. in two games as well.
Yeah, but it's not going to get better if you have Eric bloody Dier as your centre back.
Well, you know they have Kim and Jay, they have Upamecano, they have Dele, they have options.
He's benching him now. He's not even playing him. He's benching him.
Maybe against Madrid, he'll maybe have some sense to call him and play the other ones. It's all different, right?
If they get past Arsenal as well.
Yeah. I laugh when that happened because I just got the 5-1 memories rolling in. That was hilarious.
Yeah. that was just funny.
That was funny. So, what are your thoughts on getting Man City again? Again, first leg at the Bernabeu as well. So it's basically exact repeat of last season. You don't even have Bernabeu advantage.
Honestly, this time around, as much as I was annoyed because I didn't want this early, at least you could have given this me in the semi-final, then I would have taken it.
Mm-hmm.
Because for me, it's a bit too early. But honestly, this time, I'm more confident than I was the last time. The last time, I didn't even predict us to go through. I said we were going to get knocked out. This time, I am actually pretty confident.
What would be your percentage? I'm curious.
What makes you confident? Yeah, like even I'm curious.
Because again, you look at last season, and 30-year-old Toni Kroos and a 37-year-old Luka Modric is playing in midfield, and you're putting Kroos as a DM, then I'm not really expecting anything from you, respectfully in mind. You're playing a different formation compared to what we do now. And this is something people need to understand as well. Madrid have lost two games the whole season in all competitions, only two games. And I will say this as well. I know that the likes of Bellingham, Vini, and Tchouaméni are on a book and they cannot be booked because otherwise they will be suspended. But I do not believe, because I believe the manager will tell them, and I think even the players know themselves, that they cannot get into stupid challenges and book and get themselves stupidly booked. I will say this. The fact that I have a much stronger team than I had the season before, the fact that my team is conceding after Arsenal and into the least amount of goals in Europe, my defense has been strong. The fact that my home form has been as good as it's been, I'm unbeaten at my own ground. I do believe we will be seeing the first leg. And I have looked to see that City team is nowhere near the City team as you saw last season. I know
that not nowhere near, up. But definitely, I would say maybe a level down.
No, but they are not near what they were last season. And I will say this as well. If you look at the City's games against the Big Six, if you take Manchester United away, they haven't been any single one of them. Any single one. And if Liverpool actually had a clinical finisher, they would have been City as well.
But
the City team is
in other games as well. They miss a lot of chances, so you could say that for them too.
No, but the point is, you can see that this City team isn't the same as it was last season. Now I don't know if it's because of they won the treble. You know, it's the hunger gone for some of these men. You know, Gundogan, Mahrez has left. That has made an impact. Everyone can see that it has made an impact. But it's not just only that, in it. You look at, you know, the atmosphere at sea, it ain't as it was last season. You know, people are complaining and all of that. You know, you're looking at some of these teams that they're scraping some wins against, and you're asking that you didn't really see that last season. And I look at myself and saying, especially the first leg, I only got to play Osasuna and Athletic Bilbao. Then it's the game. Go and look at City's fixtures up until the first leg. I think they've got 4 to 5 games.
Yeah, they got a lot of tough games. They're in a title race as well. I think, honestly,
yeah,
this might be a bit controversial. I think that City would rather win their 4th Premier League in a row than win a Champions League.
It's 50-50. The fan base is split as well.
I'm talking from the player side, because I've seen a lot of
clips. I mean the players as well. You need to look at it from this perspective. Madrid right now, if Alex gets something against Barca in this game, Sunday, and Madrid beats Osasuna, respectfully in mind, we could be either 10 or 11 points ahead. If we go to the Bilbao game, the point gap is like that. Or if, you know, your team drops any more points, the league for me is pretty much done.
Mm-hmm.
And if that happens, I think we can start resting some players up until that game. And it's only two games. City have 4 to 5 games. I will say this.
I think however, Madrid. I think Ancelotti will still rest, regardless. To be honest, like one or two players here and there.
I think somewhere, and he should as well.
Yeah.
I will say this though: if Jude or Tchouaméni gets injured or gets suspended, then Madrid are fucked. I'm gonna say that right.
I would be worried the most about Tchouaméni and Vinicius. Vinicius because of his reaction, obviously, and Tchouaméni because he does have a bit of a harder job where he has to tackle and stuff like that. I think Bellingham can kind of get away with it. But I will say this.
I don't think Vinny will get a call. Because I think Vinny.
I think from like playing the game, he won't. I think from this, he might.
Yeah, but I don't even think Vinny will do that as well. Because I think in this game, he knows that, you know what, put that to the side. I can do that after the game. Right now, I think he knows this isn't any game. And Madrid in these big games performs well.
Mm-hmm.
And I trust the club.
What would be your percentage?
Before I go on to that, I will say this, however. I said that about Madrid. If Tchouaméni or Jude or even Vinny gets injured or screwed, then Madrid are fucked. If City loses Rodri or he gets suspended for that second leg, then City are fucked as well. Because the whole system is around Rodri.
Mm-hmm.
If he does not play well, then City are in trouble.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to win the first leg. Percentage-wise, I'm still going to say 50-50. I'm not gonna...
Really?
Yeah.
How about this? If Madrid don't win the first leg, you think it's 100% over? Let's say the first leg is a draw, 1-1, 2-2, whatever it may be.
Then it's 80-20 to City. There you go.
Interesting.
But I think we will win the first leg.
I think you will too, but I only see it like at the most by a goal, and I think you need to win by at least two to really give you a bit of a cushion.
I don't agree, because Benitez has shown a blueprint how you can play against Man City. Because people need to remind.
There's a blueprint there, but it's all about execution. Again, last season, Madrid had Benzema, you know.
Yeah, but at the same time, they've lost Gundogan. They've lost Rui Amaro's as well. He's playing Alvarez in midfield, and look how bad it's going.
Alvarez has been one of their best players this season.
But not as a midfielder.
Especially in the number 10 when De Bruyne was injured for the first 3 or 4 months. He's been unbelievable for them.
But there's a reason why no one wants Alvarez to play in the midfield. Because Rodri gets left on his own. He gets left on his own. That's the issue. He gets completely left on his own.
The thing with Manchester City right now is there are a lot of players stepping up. You can see Phil Foden
Phil Foden's on the form of his life right now as well.
Yeah, exactly. You have Phil Foden, then you have, Doku against a right back. I don't know who will play. Marquez, Carvajal. Doku is a pretty fast.
That could be a long day.
Doku? Okay. Have you seen how awful he's been?
No. Doku reminds me a lot of Dembele, where his work up until the final third is top. He can cook Carvajal twice, but then shoot and sky it wide. I would not be surprised.
I don't even think he's cooked people that much. Doku? Apart from the Bournemouth game. No.
He's been doing well, man.
I don't think he has been that much. I don't rate him that highly. I don't think he's been all that. Bernardo Silva, I hear you. Kevin De Bruyne, I hear you. There I hear you. Foden, I hear you. But Doku, nah. Even Grealish, all right, I hear you. Even when he plays, I can hear that argument. Because I like Grealish. I think Grealish will suit them much, much more than Doku. Much more.
Against Real Madrid, potentially, yeah.
Yeah, overall.
Imagine Doku off the bench, Alex. Woof. against a Carvajal who's been through 70 minutes, that might end his career.
I'm still saying, if Madrid just wins the first leg, already is a massive boost. Because people need to understand this as well. The City then cannot sit there and say, all right, but it's a draw. Even though we can still go out and all that, City knows itself they have to be careful. Mm-hmm. They have to be careful now. Because if Madrid score then as well, again, then they have to score two. And instantly it's going to become much, much less. But again, it all comes down to what happens up to the games before. Mm-hmm. And I don't wish this to happen, by the way, before anyone clips this up and thinks that I'm actually watching this. But the fact that City have got 4 to 5 more games to play before the first leg, instantly it increases the chance of one of the key players getting out injured. Instantly,
most definitely,
it increases. De Bruyne.
Okay, I have a question for you. So I can understand that City has been not so good defensively because they keep getting on conceding these goals. But do you think your defense can cope against Haaland, Foden, Bernardo Silva?
Keep in mind, by the way, I think something before you answer Sam.
We've conceded 18 goals in the league all season.
And they have Militao and Courtois coming back as well. Don't forget about that. I think that's also very important. Yeah. Militao and Courtois, by the time the game comes around, they should be fit.
Is he going to be that, with that match sharpness? Because he's going to come back with ACL is not a joke.
The first leg is April 10th. They are going to be back for April 1st. So they have about 10 days or so.
April the 9th.
So I'm not saying they're going to start the game, but I'm saying they definitely could be intentioned for sure for the second leg at least.
Yeah, and people need to understand as well, Mendy and Carvajal this season, Rudiger especially, have been insane. They've been insane. Defensively, they've been absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to understand as well, the formation we're playing, it's a complete different formation. The diamond formation that we're playing this season, it gives us much more cover, for our backline. Even the backline has been performing well. Look at Looney. Look how good he's been. And I did not expect that for five minutes. But he's performing like the Ukrainian Courtois. I never expected that from him, Lisa. I never ever expected that from him. So that alone shows me that I don't even need to bring Thibaut back now, immediately when he's been come back from his ACL injury as well. So it's not just that. The only thing I do not want to see, I do not want my manager one more time changing the formation up. I do not want to see that anymore. I do not want to see the Leipzig mistake, the Atletico Madrid mistake. I don't want to see that anymore.
Let's hope Ancelotti overthinks it.
I'm just going to leave with this. If we win our first leg, and either Tchouaméni or Vini get suspended, then I say we have a good chance. We have a good chance. And it also depends on who gets injured. Who's healthy, who's not. Because like I said, the problem.
So do you think Real Madrid can control the game at Bernabeu? Do you really think that?
Sorry?
You think that Madrid
Real Madrid can control the game at Bernabeu? Do you think that? Or is it just going to be you guys
It doesn't even need to be controlled as long as you win. I don't care if you're going to control the game or if you're going to play on the counter. For me, it doesn't matter. Just win the tie. I don't care if you control it to the absolute 90 minutes and you beat them or you scrape past them. For me, it doesn't matter. Just win the leg. Because if you win that first leg, that like City will start to feel the pressure. Because then it's not going to be a draw. It's not going to be 1-1. Then it's going to be 1-0. Now they know, shit, they have to go and attack. But at the same time, they cannot concede. They cannot concede a goal. Because if they concede, it's going to go from here to there. It's going to be like that. And it cannot go that way for them anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So, listen, man, at the end of the day, I've won this competition 14 times. Like, I shouldn't go into these games talking as if, you know, now we haven't got a chance. I did that last season because of how we were playing. And I knew that it was going to catch up at some point.
No one's saying that you don't have a chance. No one not has a chance. It's just talking about who's the favorite more likely. I think I'll tell you this. Second leg was at the Bernabeu, I would have you guys as the favorites. 100%. I would probably edge it 51% Real Madrid, 49% Man City. I think just the first
leg. But even that, you're giving City 51%, 49%. That's not like this.
Yeah.
People are talking that is this big of a margin. It's not. If you're going to put one team.
I would say 60-40 would be my, like, honest, like, right, for, like, you know, with the second leg being at head, I would say right now there's a 60% chance Man City qualify, 40% Real Madrid.
Yeah. The only issue is we've never won at the Etihad, but that streak has to be broken at some point. It has to be broken at some point.
Mm-hmm. I want to just finally, on the Champions League talk, before we talk about La Liga, Sam, your thoughts on the route to the final. You think it's possible? Do you think it's difficult? Do you think it's not going to happen? Will be, like, you know, again, your kind of percentage on that route to the final.
If we beat City, we win the UCL. That's it.
Interesting. That's honestly not terrible to say.
Yeah. If I beat Manchester City, I will win the Champions League. If City beats me, I will say this. I'll put it right out there.
I'll say this.
Arsenal for me, no.
I'm not.
They've never won this competition. They don't have the experience. People need to remember this as well. If I get to the semi-final, the second leg is going to be at my stadium. And we all know what happens as soon as someone comes to my stadium. And people need to remember this as well. I think in the last 10 to 12 years, Madrid, you know, excluding penalties, like in full time or extra time, yeah? Never, if you take penalties away, haven't lost a single game at the Bernabeu in the semi-final. We haven't lost a single game.
Did you not lose against Juventus in 2014-15, or is that a draw? The one where Morata scored for Juventus. That was a draw, I think.
It was 1-1. We didn't lose. On aggregate, yes, we lost.
Talk about the game, yeah.
But that's my point. Because it's so difficult to beat me at my own, especially in a semi-final game.
I will say this, though. Just to end off this segment, I agree with you. If Real Madrid beat City, I think Real Madrid are in the Champions League final. I think they will win it unless a Spanish team is there. I think if it's a Clásico final, I think it's 50-50. If it's Atletico, I think you are 1,000% going to win. And I will tell you this right now. If it's Real Madrid, Atletico Madrid final, I'm going to put so much money on Real Madrid. It's not even funny.
What? But you just said unless a Spanish team gets there.
Well,
Barca.
I think with Atletico, they will bend over for you. They will open up their cheeks.
Even if you ask Alex himself, I don't think Alex wants me in the final at all. No chance. The past 2 times.
Zero.
Definitely not, bro. I can't go with a hat trick of, you know, like heartbreaks of
I'm getting. I'd love that. Why not?
The thing is, like, you know, there will be like something in the mind of the players as well, because, like, you know, when you have that, you get into that final, that big stage,
a lot of the players who would lost those two finals are still at Atletico as well.
Yeah, exactly. I don't think it's a lot.
Those kind of things will be there.
Saul, Koke, Griezmann, and Jimenez.
Their starting team lost those two finals.
Yeah, I forgot. Bloody hell.
Yeah. There's the revenge arc there,
yeah,
but
so
nah.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, I won't mind Real Madrid in the final, but after we win the Champions League, then I'll definitely would have to, you know, again, you know, to get revenge. But after we get the hands of the trophy, like, somehow.
I honestly,
as long as we're here, I am never allowing you, that little brother, to touch that trophy in my own seat.
I honestly think there's a super, super high chance, like maybe 90%, that there's going to be a Spanish team in the final.
No, there will be a Spanish team in the final. There will be.
You
unless
think?
Paris Saint Germain, you know, if Paris Saint Germain screw up, goodbye. 100% Spanish team in the final for me.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, if the semifinal is going to be Atletico Barca, then definitely. But I still think, even from them, if you take that bracket aside, that bracket away, even the Madrid side, I think there's a good chance.
Yeah.
And again, La Liga ruling Europe as per usual.
But you know what is? One thing that is helping Madrid as well, a lot of people are writing my club off now. A lot of people are just writing us off. Like that.
Mm-hmm.
Just like that, just writing us off. And that, and listen, man, that's lovely. Keep doing it. To everyone that does it, keep doing it. You know, it's going to come back to bite them in the ass later as well.
You see all the PSG fans, they're ecstatic that they drew Barcelona. And I'm glad on them, man.
Especially
if it was Paris' second leg, I would be in that corner right over there with the Glock in my mouth. The fact that the second leg is at home is giving me so much promise. But anyways, that's the talk about the Champions League. Let's wrap up the show with La Liga action. We do have maybe a potential preview of the semifinal of the Champions League this weekend. Barcelona against Atletico Madrid at the Metropolitano. Sunday kickoff, and it's the final game of the weekend. But just before that, on Saturday, it is Osasuna against Real Madrid. Real Madrid are playing away, if I'm not mistaken. I think Osasuna are a decent side, but I think Madrid away, they always have their number. Sam, are you fairly confident for that game this weekend?
Yes. I should be.
No worrying signs. You know, Osasuna have voted, you know, the best and most hostile atmosphere over the past 2 years. All this stuff doesn't.
Yeah, it's gonna be a scrappy game though. Again,
you don't see like a you don't. I think last season you won there like 2 or 3-0.
Two.
Yeah.
Two. Again, scrappy again.
Yeah, I think it was Valverde again who scored first in like the 70th minute.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then they got a consolation goal.
It's gonna be scrappy again.
You think it'll be something similar to that?
Sorry?
You think it'll be like a similar game to one last season?
Yeah, of course it will. I don't expect this team to play that much of a comfortable game anymore. Like, I've gone past that. I listen, if we do, happy days. Because then I can just rest my players. That's what I want. I don't want all these games to be this dramatic. Just win them instantly. Score 2-3 goals like that. Wrap up the game. Take these big boys off and let them rest in it.
We'll see. Of course, that game being before, you have, I think, Girona and Getafe before as well. So by that point, Barcelona will know the results as we're still, you know, in a bit of a tiny title race. I thought we did their 6 points behind us.
Is Girona playing Getafe again?
Yeah. I think Girona are away as well. Both Real Madrid and Girona are away
good
this weekend.
Okay, good. I need Getafe. Please do something for me, I beg.
Well, we'll see. El Sadar is not, you know, a walk in the park.
Just one thing. This guy in the comments here, David Obando, this Sam guy is so delusional. Hey, let me explain something to you, right? Why am I going to sit here as a 14th Champions League winner and start putting my club down when we've lost 2 games in all competitions this season, my friend? Like, can you explain that to me?
I think during the comment, we were talking about how you saw the tie as 50-50. I think that's why.
Yeah, but again, what does the guy want me to say? 70-30. He's probably like one of these mutes on Twitter that sits and says, oh, they haven't got a chance. Well, mate, if that's your attitude, well, then you clearly haven't got a clue about how...
No, every team has a chance. If Al is saying 50-50 for Dortmund and Atletico, I think anyone has a chance. I think even Arsenal have a chance against Bayern.
But the thing is, he's talking to the... He's literally their own manager, yeah? Arguably one of the top three managers of all time. They literally asked my man a question. Why is it always so hard to win the Champions League every season? My man's response, one sentence, because Real Madrid is always in it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even he knows, bruh. So what the hell do you want me to say? Oh, no, they're going to win their 80-20% favorite. Fuck off.
Finally, on that game, of course, this weekend, a potential semi-final Champions League preview. Barcelona coming off the win against Napoli. Atletico, a big win against Inter. It's at the Metropolitano, of course. Barcelona, maybe 24 hours extra rest, but we do have to travel to Madrid. Atletico Madrid, off the back of playing 120 minutes, a lot of their big players playing the full game as well. Again, we kind of talked about this a little bit, how Barcelona tend to have Atletico Madrid's number in the league as well. I'm going to this game fairly, not optimistic, I still see it as a 50-50 with it being away. We talked about our away form this season, we're undefeated, we've not lost a game away from home this season, unless you want to count Saudi Arabia and Super Cup, and of course the San Mamés in the Copa del Rey in the league, we're undefeated in the away form category. I see this game as not a title decider, but a big implication, because if we lose this game from Barcelona's perspective, I'll get your perspective, Alex, in just a second. From Barcelona, right? If we lose this game, we're thinking, all right, league title. And if Real Madrid win, of course, 100% is done. Now you can focus on the Champions League, where, you know, again, the route is possible. It's doable. It's not impossible. So we'd still have a little bit of hope there. With this game, for me, it's going to come down to one player. It's the Portuguese man, João Félix. I have no idea if Xavi's going to start him. I think Xavi starting him would be... Xavi starting is like, is basically him going like, here are the keys to the car, drive us home. Because Felix, he didn't play in the, he didn't start against Napoli, which was a big, big surprise. Fermin Lopez started ahead of him. And Felix is a player that I think a lot of the Barcelona fans this season we can agree upon. He's a moments player. He only tends to perform in the big game. So against maybe a Real Madrid at
the big games. Really?
Yeah. So when we played, for example, Real Madrid at home in October, Felix was cooking them in the first half. He cooked you guys in the home leg as well when we won 1-0 against Porto in the Champions League at home. He was cooking. He only tends to perform when the doubters are on him and it's the big moment sort of thing. He did an interview today with Sport, and he was saying that, yeah, the atmosphere, I'm worried about it. It's going to be hostile. It's going to be, you know, all this stuff. So I don't know where Xavi stands on that point, but I think he could have a big implication. Of course, he's going to want his revenge. We saw him celebrate in the first game of the season, but I honestly think this game has a draw written all over it. But Alex, what do you think?
I'm definitely sure that we're not gonna lose it. That's for
I
sure.
Hope you're right. Like... I hope you're right.
Hey, do your job first. Do your job first.
Oh, you know I'm gonna do my job, so you don't need to worry about me, man.
Hey, man, we'll see. We'll see. Al Sadar might be rocking. Yeah, you never know. So... Budimir header in 7 minutes changes everything. But go on, Alex.
Anyway, so I was saying that, yeah, we're definitely not going to lose this game. I am definitely sure about that. Because, like, you know, you're talking about your away form. Like, you know, I have my home form as well. Like, we have unbeaten in our home, in the league. I mean, like, we just lost just one game against Bilbao. That was, again, in the Copa del Rey. And, you know, like, our home form has been incredible. So we are definitely not getting beaten. I mean, like, a draw can be a possibility, yes. And if João Félix starts, that's perfect for me. Like, you know, make him start. I want him to start, actually, you know, so that we can actually kill him. But, yeah, anyway, so I don't really think, because also the fact that you guys don't have Pedri, you guys don't have Gavi, you guys don't have Frenkie de Jong as well, okay?
I mean, like, you have... Bloody hell. You're right.
Okay, so, like, you literally have this Gundogan playing in midfield for you. Like, for me, Lopez, I'm not going to rate him that much. And then...
Christensen is playing in the pivot right now.
Yeah, Christensen is playing in the pivot right now. Yeah, yes. But, like, I like give, like, one credit to Barcelona right now is that Cuibas, like, you know, what a player he is at 17 years old. Like, against Napoli, like, I was so much impressed by him. And especially that long ball, like, you know, he passed it to Fermin Lopez at the start of the match. I'm like, sure, scored that good. That was an amazing pass. So I'm really impressed by him. But let's see if he can, you know, cope with the likes of Griezmann, where it's like Ricky, Morata. I mean, like, Depay must be in hot form right now. He must be jumping in his bed right now.
I don't think. Do you think Depay will start?
I don't think so. But you don't know. You never know with Simeone. You know, because Morata's not having good.
If I'm Xavi, you know what I do? I try to get, like, sources in Atletico. If Memphis Depay starts, I'd start João Félix. If he's on the bench, I'd bench Félix. If Memphis Depay's going to have to come in, I'd bring in João Félix too. with Memphis, though, I don't think he's played us since he left. I think the two games, because we had the home game and then the away game last season, I think he was injured. But he wasn't available. Oh, no, he tried to score that free kick. He did play. And Naki Pena made that save,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Never mind.
At the start of the season, Memphis Depay was our, you know, like our number nine, like our starting nine at the start of the season.
I rate Memphis Depay so highly, because, man.
Like, you know, like, he was, like, even the preseason, he had an amazing preseason. He's scored a really good goal against Man City. We were having those previous preseason matches. And even that, in the first match, the Rocket he scored. I forgot. Girona. No, it wasn't Girona. I forgot. Who was it?
I know what goal you're talking about as well. Was it like Hatafe or something?
Granada.
I knew it was a G.
Yeah,
I knew it was a G.
Match, Granada.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Granada. So he scored an absolute rocket. Even the second, third match, he was pretty good. The thing went downhill for him when he got injured. And then it was like, you know, on and off for him. But now he started to come back to his form. So, like, you know, maybe he can start. I'm not sure. Like, it depends on Cholo, obviously. But, like, maybe he can start. Because, you know, given the form he's right now, because he's been averaging a goal assist, like, every 70, 80 minutes now for Atletico Madrid. So maybe he can start. Who knows? Maybe Simeone can, you know, use his motivation to go forward with it. So let's see.
Do you want to agree with me and say that a draw is the most likely outcome in this game?
It can be, but like given the fact that you guys don't really have players in midfield right now, and given our home form, so
but I'd counteract you with that, saying that firstly, you know, you're coming out the back and playing 120 minutes, and that's of course they take a big toll on the players. But secondly, this comes up every single year, and yet again it never happens. This Simeone form against Barcelona in La Liga. 10 years as the Atletico Madrid manager, over 10 years, never beaten Barcelona in the league, draw or loss, always. And this,
he has twice, right? Because, like, again, you just mentioned that Suarez celebration, remember that?
Oh, I'm talking about, sorry, that's at the home form. But
yeah, you're talking about the Camp Nou,
but
yes,
but,
I agree on that one, like,
but
away
still,
from home, like, we haven't beaten you guys.
But still, the form isn't.
We have a pretty decent chance.
The form isn't that great though with Simeone against Atletico with Barcelona.
But to be fair, that Barca team before was much, much better. This Barca team has been
exactly
poor.
Like you guys
been
had.
Poor.
Messi, but look
guys
at our team. Look at
Messi
our
pack,
worst
you know?
Team on paper
so
in our in
kicks,
one of our worst
of
teams in our club's history beat them 4-2.
Yeah, but again, you're missing the point. That same Atletico
exactly,
team. The fact that they now beat Inter. They beat Inter.
Exactly.
Well.
We beat
Napoli
2-0.
Yeah, but again, do you understand their confidence? And the thing is, that is at their own ground. It's an Atletico scrap. They're unbeaten.
They
no one is even close to having a sniff.
We're unbeaten away this season in La Liga.
Yeah, but I hear you. But at the same time, they've now just come off a win against Inter at their own ground. Yeah, their fans are going to be buzzing again for another game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and the thing is, this game for me smells of a draw. It just
100%.
Absolutely smells
we,
of a
we
draw.
Can't,
it
we can't. We can't afford a draw. We can't afford a draw. Athletic Bilbao is literally 2 points behind us.
Yeah, but you guys...
Listen.
We have to go for it.
Alex,
we have
I beg
to.
You. Alex, I'll do you one favor, mate. Go ahead and beat them. I'll be there. I'll shamelessly abandon this man with you. No worries, mate. Go ahead and lose.
I mean, like,
go ahead
that's
and
what
them.
I'm saying. Like, we can't afford a draw or like we can't afford a lose.
I will say
we have to get that top four position.
I think
like,
you listen.
An important
the top four right now is already secured. Whether you lose this game and then the next game, you're going to get top four 100%. I'll tell you that for free right now. But I think the majority...
Even though they're 2 points...
No,
100%.
No, 100%. No,
I said... Listen, wait,
wait
a second. One second. I tweeted when Girona were, I think, 6 points clear in November of Real Madrid and Barcelona. I tweeted Girona will finish fourth. And I am on course for that. And I'll tell you that... The script is always there. It'll be the top three, the big three, which is going to be us in the top four. And there's always that one anomaly team. 1 week, 1 year, it's Real Sociedad.
Yeah.
Next year, it's Betis. Next year, it's Athletic Club. The big three are the big three for a reason. It would be one of the most embarrassing moments ever if one of us finished out of the top four in La Liga.
No,
it's
going to
happen.
Is,
it's
going to
be
is,
difficult. It's not. I'm not saying
yeah.
it's going to be a walk in the park, smooth breeze, but you will get it. This being 2 points behind stuff, I wouldn't be too worried. Even when we were in fourth place, I think Bilbao were 2 points behind us as well. I think this is back in January when we had that terrible form. You were ahead of us by 1 point.
Yeah,
and now look at
January.
Us.
January. It's March. It's what 10
exactly.
Games, right?
Exactly.
Yeah,
exactly.
But the same amount of
yeah.
amount of games played in that period is gonna be played in this period. Those 8 games change everything. Now Barcelona
no,
1 point
hear
behind.
Me
yeah, but now this is
hear
this
me
is
out.
End of the season.
Is,
this
yeah,
is
yeah.
End. This
just
is
look at our fixtures right now. Just look at our fixtures right now. Okay, so we have Barca at home. Then we have Villarreal away. That's a difficult game as well.
Because you're away for them. Villarreal are shit. don't guess like that game.
They're
awful.
Okay. Villarreal away, okay? I mean, you never know with the Atletico Madrid. We're away from home.
Yeah,
like, you know,
yeah.
It's been. Okay, anyway, like Gerard Moreno can score a hat trick in
God, I hate that guy, man.
Anyway, so so we have Villarreal away, then we have Dortmund home, then we have Girona at home, and then we have.
Oh, good. Then you can pick some more points. Then you can do.
We play Girona away at the end of next month, I think. Us.
Good. Then you can go out and take a draw at that place. Well, give me an secure.
Yeah, I mean, it's a tough month for us because, like, after this, like, let's say Barca at home, then Villarreal away, Dortmund at home, Girona at home, and then we have Dortmund away. So you can see these important games for us. It's really, really fucked up.
I still think this game has a draw written all over it. I think it will come down to whoever wins this game. It will be because the manager made a key decision, whether it's Simeone starts Depay over Morata, or Xavi starts Felix, or Xavi puts.
Just a quick question before we stop. If you drop points now and we win, is it over?
Yeah, 100%. 100%.
So you think?
Sam, I told you this 2 weeks ago. If we go to the Clasico on April 21st and we are more than 6 points behind you, it is over.
Okay. Do you think we'll beat Osasuna?
I think a draw could be a possibility, but I don't think you'll lose. I don't think you'll lose.
Okay, but do you think we'll win?
Most probably, yeah.
Okay, so you think the tie race will be over this weekend?
Well,
for me, it's already over.
Based on what you've said, then.
But then we still have one more game. We have Las Palmas, you have Athletic Club. Athletic Club are decent, so you never know in that game stuff can happen.
Yeah, but I just went by your logic. You just said if you drop points in this game and we win. If you lose this game and we win this game, then you said the tie race is done. Basically.
I'm saying that it all depends on the points difference by the Clasico. Because look, you can win, we can lose, right? But then you lose to Bilbao, we beat Las Palmas, the difference is made back up immediately. You know what I mean?
Okay. But let's say if it's 10 points, let's say you draw, we win this game. And it's 10 points margin. And it keeps being like that.
Oh, finito, 100%. We're just going to the... At that point, we're just going to go to Bernabeu just to get one over our rivals. The title race will be over by then. Yeah,
fair enough.
Again, the point difference, we have to, I would say 7 points. I think, what's our difference now? 7 points, right?
Eight.
Is it eight now? So if we get to this point, the Clasico is still 8 points. It's over. We need to get to the Clasico, I would say, by 7 points. And by the way, we still have to win the Clasico.
I can deal with the draw as well.
Yeah, so 7 points difference, win the Clasico, that's when the title race is back on, depending on Real Madrid winning both their games and Barcelona, you know, doing their thing as well.
The only thing I'm a bit because the second leg will be played before the Clasico.
Same with Barcelona. We have PSG at home.
Yeah. The only thing I will say is, I think the club might for that Mallorca game put out a few of the bench players out to rest some of these people. I think Barca might do that as well.
I think we have. It's weird. We have Atletico Madrid now. Then there's the international break. Then we come back and we play Las Palmas. And then we don't have a game for like another week. And then we play the first game against PSG.
Oh, shit. You just reminded me.
What?
I think this international break. I think one key player. You see this UCL thing? I think this international break could have a big say in it if one gets picked off like that.
Like injury-wise, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, 100%, 100%. Injuries have play big implications.
Yeah.
But yeah, it all comes down to title.
You're on mute.
Can you hear me now? Can you hear
you
me now?
Switched off like that. Did you hear that?
Yeah. Can you hear me now?
No, you're still on mute.
Oh, it's because the Google Meets went on mute. Can you hear me now?
Oh, yeah.
That's weird. Anyways, point being is that it all depends on the points difference to reach El Clasico. And again, there's going to be implications. Champions League Champions League quarterfinals will be done. By the time Clasico comes around, we could be advanced against PSG on a high. They could be eliminated. They could beat Man City on a high. We could be eliminated on the low. So many implications. Yeah. But it's just about surviving to the Clasico and the points difference as well. But I see this game for Atletico and Barcelona 50-50, especially with, you know, You are the argument. Our home form is good. Our away form is good. We have Depay. We have Joao Felix. Our record against you is better in the league. Our record is better than you against you in the cup. It's all evenly balancing out. It's going to be coming down to, I think, like I mentioned, the tactical tweak from the manager, whether Cholo Simeone makes a big decision or Xavi, and that has the implication of the game. But we will wait and see on that. Yeah. But that is it for this episode. A lot to talk about. Of course, Champions League previews. Now we're getting, like Sam mentioned, crunch time of the season. Things are getting intense. Moods are going to be high. Moods are going to be low. And we'll wait and see out of which one of us will come out on top in the league and even the Champions League as well. I think one of us will definitely be in a Champions League final. That's crazy to think about. You know, March 15th, the Champions League final is going to be in June, and it's a really, really good chance that one of us will be there.
For me, I am one game away from literally, in my opinion, going to London. One. just please the Lord. Please the Lord.
We'll see. Anyways, thanks everyone for watching. Of course, if you are new, make sure you subscribe down below. Drop a like as well. And we will see you guys on the next episode, which I believe will be after these games, probably on the Monday or Tuesday. But take care, and we'll see you guys then.